New research shows there are thousands of contracts between big tech and the military, but they mostly fly under the radar. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. Google this week made a new push for more defense work with a new approach to cloud computing it thinks should appeal to government customers. It's interesting because until now, Google has mostly sat these lucrative contracts out, in part because it's faced pushback from some employees. Other tech companies have too. But new reporting shows that big tech is doing a lot more defense and law enforcement work than perhaps was realized. Jack Poulson, a former senior research scientist at Google, left the company in 2018 in protest of its search engine work with China. He now runs the nonprofit Tech Inquiry, and he has dug deep into the subcontracts that tech companies have with the contractors working with federal agencies. Microsoft leads the way with more than 5,000. Amazon and Google have several hundred. As he explains, they're with agencies like the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI.
A lot of what's going on is what people would call data fusion at the tactical edge. And so what you can do is train machine learning models to actually flag for you when it is that there's interesting information. Like in terms of hardware, it turns out that companies like NVIDIA have played a crucial role in accelerating the actual computations via their GPUs on a lot of drones. And NVIDIA also sells systems called DGX, which you can think of as kind of supercomputers for deep learning. Numerous agencies in the Department of Defense have bought those several hundred thousand dollar supercomputers from them.
So we've seen employees of tech companies come out and pressure their employers into dropping military contracts and direct contracts with some government agencies. So do these subcontracts kind of go unnoticed?
They do, and it's purposefully obscured. A great example of this is ECS Federal. This drone surveillance AI project, Maven, Google contracted through ECS Federal for that. And if you actually look at the federal procurement records, there's no mention of Google. And Amazon also has contracted through ECS Federal with one of its major cloud computing contracts with U.S. Transportation Command. Subcontractors turn out to be critical if you want to get a sense of what many companies are doing.
But still, I feel like we knew that big tech companies were doing defense work, and your work's exposed that they're doing a lot more than we realized. But what are the implications of that?
I would say more than me trying to argue whether it's big or not is to get a kind of quantified measure for various tech companies. And so there's two tech Silicon Valley companies that work very closely with the military that get the most attention for this, Palantir and Anduril. And what I think people have gotten the wrong idea about is that they're the ones receiving most of the money in this space. And so really what I'm trying to call attention to is that these bigger, quieter players, you know, they're actually playing a very serious role, and we can't let the kind of smaller companies hog up all of the spotlight in terms of what's actually going on in this area and kind of get everyone to forget about what the other companies are doing.
Jack Poulson, who founded the nonprofit Tech Inquiry there. And now for some related links. For the details on Google's new push into a cloud service tailored to government buyers, check out Bloomberg's reporting. It spells out how the new product is designed to meet security requirements using just software protections, rather than a special data center to keep sensitive information separate. Jack Poulson's full report is online too. It's titled, "Reports of a Silicon Valley Military Divide Have Been Greatly Exaggerated." And it says, within a substantial list of name brand tech companies, only Facebook, Apple, and Twitter look to be staying out of major military and law enforcement contracts. And speaking of Microsoft, it's found a new group of customers who are unlikely to have data collection concerns. It's formed a new partnership with Lando Lakes, and it will equip cows with sensors and other gear in an effort to improve yields. The cows will wear Fitbit-like devices to record their temperatures and other activity. The sensors are apparently mud and manure proof. Land O'Lakes is the country's third largest agricultural cooperative, so seriously, there is a lot to gain with even small improvements. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.